Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast, where we discuss the hustle, the process, and who do we need to become to achieve a significant level of success. Today's topic is about attacking fear, which is very important to me because it's one of the categories that I talk about in my audio course called The Shift. Tune in today as we discover what is fear and how we're going to stop running away from it and start addressing it. Attack the fear. Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you guys for coming back to the Happy Underdog Podcast. If you didn't catch last week's podcast, it was interviewed music artist True Def, music artist out of Dallas, Texas. It was a great show. You got to go back and check it out. But today, here, we're talking about attacking fear, which is a dear subject to my heart. It is something that we all need to do and all have to master and learn how to do if we want to thrive and become successful at whatever we want to get done and achieve. So I'm going to just jump right into it. There's one fear that I have not overcome yet, and there's a fear that I have addressed. And so I want to talk about those two first before I start to go into the content that I've created for today. So one of the fears that I truly have, and this is probably a cultural thing, is swimming. As of right now, I am not comfortable swimming, right? And I have to address it, and I'm going to address it. I'm just letting you guys know that is a true insecurity of mine and letting you guys know this is a real thing. I have to be able to get into a 12-foot pool and go swimming. I'm going to address this fear, right? Am I been procrastinating a little bit? Maybe so, but I'm going to address this fear. It is a legitimate thing that I have to overcome, right? So just to let you guys know, I'm not running and hiding from anything. Fear of swimming is a legitimate thing for me, right? So another thing, one thing that I have addressed is another cultural thing I believe as well, is the fear of money. I grew up not understanding how money works, and I did not know anything about credit and finances and, you know, whatever, how to save money, how to invest money. And to be honest with you and straightforward with you, the last 2 years, 3 years, I've been studying money, understanding how money works and why does credit cards do this and, you know, debits and credit, just the whole entire financial system of how money works. And when you grow up and you don't know how something works and how to operate it, then you literally grow up in fear of it. And, you know, the funny thing is that financials and money controls a lot of our lives at this point. And so when a person makes a big step to start to address the fear of money and understand how to control it and how to use it, it makes you, you have more control of your life. You know, it's a very important aspect of what we operate with every day. So that's two things. The fear of me swimming and getting in a pool is something I need to address. And I've already addressed the fear of money. I don't have a fear of money as I once did. I know how to use it. I know how to operate it. I know how it operates in the world. So those are just two things that I wanted to jump this segment off in regards to attacking fear. And so think about it. What are your fears today? You know, what are the things that you run away from that you kind of put this Band-Aid over, which I'll go in more discussion with, you know, in the topic today. What are they? Address them, write them down. So going forward, you can start to say, I'm not going to allow this to prevent me from moving forward and achieving anything of significance in the future. So here we go. Yeah. So we are all naturally wired to protect ourselves from fear, right? That workout, you know, there's some times where, you know, we're about to go work out, we got a cardio day or we're lifting, and we won't even go to the gym. You know, we know that we get to the third rep with the dumbbells and, you know, you want to quit. You know, you're like, wow, I got to freaking do 10 more of these. And just that thought will allow us to not even go to the gym. Why is that? Or for the fellas, you know, we're at the bar and we see this very attractive girl or female. And, you know, she's got the body. She's looking nice. Makeup is popping. The hair is looking good. We won't approach her. We won't even walk up to her because we're afraid of rejection, right? Or for some people, it's when you have a friend and you guys just came out of a situation and you felt uncomfortable about it. And you want to address your feelings about it. So you end up letting it linger on and nothing gets, you know, taken care of. And you end up frustrated and mad every time you see this person. There's a void there. It's not addressed. As we're all trying to improve and become better people, we have to find out how we can face these situations head on and find out better solutions to get everything taken care of and get everything resolved. So as I mentioned before, we got to stop running from these problems. We have to position ourselves to be able to, you know, mentally embrace these problems, address them spot on. Doesn't necessarily have to be confrontational, but, you know, it has to be a point in time where you say, you know what, this is how I feel. I need to be able to express myself. Or, you know, every time I do this, I feel uncomfortable. I need to understand why I feel uncomfortable and address it. These problems and fears are going to always reoccur every time you put a Band-Aid over it. Just like I mentioned before, you can't put a Band-Aid over a problem and expect it to be resolved completely. That Band-Aid is going to weaken over time. These are the types of things that are stopping us from improving ourselves. These are the types of things that are putting the cap on our level of abilities and our capabilities. So the first thing to do is to understand that you are not your fears. And let me break that down to you. The person are not your actual fears. You're only experiencing your fears, right? Think about this. You're experiencing the fears. You are the one that's giving your fears the actual emotion. And what we've really done is we've attached ourselves to this emotional self-concept that we have. A lot of us go and buy items, and we go buy different cars, certain, you know, apparel, just so we can have social acceptance, so we won't look like we are poor or look like we don't fit in. So it's a fear of social acceptance. But when you really peel back the onion, does it really matter? If you have friends that won't accept you because you don't wear a certain brand or drive a certain car or whatever the case may be, are these really your friends? And you have a fear that you have to make sure that you look this a certain way in order to fit in. Think about that. A lot of millions of people are living their lives that way today. Another big self-concept is that we have to be perfect. We have to do everything perfectly. That is the biggest one. When you feel like you have to be perfect and speak perfect and make every move perfect, that is such a buzz killer. You will literally put yourself in a conformed box every time because you won't even accept who you are. And that's actually one of the biggest things I see today is people feeling the need to always live in perfection. There's no such thing as perfection at all. We're imperfectly perfect for the most part. That is such a huge thing. And I think that topic deserves so much more attention. So as I mentioned before, you know, we are attaching emotions to fear. So, you know, going forward, start to try to practice the idea of not attaching your emotions to the fear. Look at the fear as a standalone thing and say, I'm going to address this. I'm going to attack this. Because it's the only way. It's really the only way. Simply put, you control the emotions that you give to any situation. That will always be the case. You literally control the emotions that you give to heartbreak, get fired from a job, you get a big promotion, you make a huge commission. We get excited, we get happy, we get disappointed. We actually control the emotions. So as I wrap this topic up, which I think this is a very important topic, I will leave by saying, when there are uncomfortable situations that arise, we must learn how to address them. If we do not address these problems, address these fears, we're going to perpetuate a huge mountain of issues for our entire lives, right? It's basically an investment. And when you start to learn how to address these fears, you're basically investing in yourself, investing thick skin, learning how to deal with these things and progress and move forward. We got to remove the limiting beliefs. We have to remove the limitations that we put on ourselves because of fear. And once we start to do that, you'll see so much more progression in your life. And it comes down to me jumping in a pool. You know, I told myself at 30 years old, I'm going to jump off a plane and skydive. And I'm going to do it. You know, I'm probably going to be scared as crap when I actually do that. But I'm going to do it. And the same with the swimming pool. I'm going to jump in a swimming pool one day. And I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to face that fear. You have two options. You can build your life around fear. Or you can build the life you want by exposing yourself immediately to all the fears and conquering them. So take that with you guys. I'm excited. I hope you learned some from this. I hope you got some from this. I actually got some from it as well. I'm going to implement and apply it as much as possible every day. See you guys. Talk soon. Happy Underdog Podcast. Thanks for listening.